You're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the L Boys Podcast. This is episode 69. So we've been doing this for a while.
Yeah. Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Almost 2 years.
69 episodes deep.
Yeah. Like we say all the time, we thought we would have quit after episode 10.
But yeah. I think in our hearts, we wanted to quit after episode 10.
No,
like before we started.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I didn't think we were gonna last.
Yeah, I didn't think we were gonna last this long.
69 is a pretty important number to us.
I think it's a pretty important number to everyone.
Yeah, and if not, control delete this. But yeah, episode 69, good number, and this is a solo episode for you guys.
Yeah. Very special episode.
Very special episode. Before we begin the podcast, I think we should tell the audience that this is going to be our break episode.
Yeah, it's going to be an episode. We're kind of going offline for a while.
Yeah. So
we're not necessarily quitting. Let's say, for instance, like we've been telling people, like if some of our friends are in town and they want to do an episode, we'll do an episode.
Yeah, we'll set
it
up again.
We're not going to be on a certain schedule anymore.
Yeah. So no schedule, no weekly, no bi-monthly. Yeah.
And I know everyone's thinking like, oh, you guys are going to die down after this. Like, I mean, it's already kind of died down a little. The steam hasn't been going too hard anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we've been I don't want to say over the podcast.
No.
It's just other things
have happened.
Yeah. I mean, we've just been on a different curriculum for a while now,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. And you know, for the past 69 episodes, like whether you know us personally or not, and whether you heard it in our podcast or not, whether you heard it in our voices or not, you know, we're humans.
Yeah.
This podcast, and not just this podcast, but our lives, including this podcast, has been a huge roller coaster. Throughout this whole process. Good and bad, for sure.
Mostly good, for sure.
We're not here to tell you a sob story or anything like that.
Mm.
We're just telling you how it is. We obviously never brought our negativity in our lives into the pod, obviously.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here to do. We were here to talk shit.
Have fun
and meet cool new people.
Yeah.
And I think that in that sense, the goal was accomplished with the L Boys podcast.
Yeah.
But you know, as of right now,
I mean, all good things have to come, not necessarily to an end.
It's just like we don't have a schedule, not like a schedule as in like, we upload episodes every 2 weeks, but we never really had like a scheduled guest list.
Yeah.
Like for how we want to run the podcast, it's just kind of,
it's like off the whim.
It was off the whim for sure.
Yeah. And you know, there were times where guests would, you know, have to reschedule and it kind of just,
or flake.
Yeah, it would just mess with our schedule.
Yeah.
And like, it is difficult. It is difficult getting guests. Like, you know, where everyone has a real life.
Yeah, other than for this sure.
podcast. And
we also have yeah. real lives.
And like we never really took that. I mean, we took it into consideration, but we didn't take into consideration how much of a toll it would take on like just like
us
ourselves in general.
Yeah. And it's not like we planned to have guests every week
yeah.
or every other week.
Yeah.
I mean, but I want to say every week because majority of our podcast was uploaded once a week.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we were doing like probably like at max, like four episodes a week.
Yeah. And
yeah.
on top of everything, like it was just hard to do how we wanted it with just the two of us.
Yeah.
Like granted we had, the intern in the beginning, but at the same time, it was almost harder to do this with the intern because yeah. of his lack of openness, skill level, and just the professionalism. Yeah,
just the overall experience with
intern. Him. Nothing against him personally. We're not here to like trash him as a person, but like we don't have a team.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, granted, me and Ryan are a team. The L-Boys are a team. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, support 360 degrees around us.
Yeah.
But when it came to the podcast, like developing and producing and recording, it was just like hard. But yeah. Also, like my personal reasons for, I think, why this was a good time to break would be probably like everyone and their mom has a podcast right now.
Yeah.
About anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's no shade at all. It's just like
it's oversaturated.
It's very oversaturated. Like everyone yeah. has a podcast about something. And I think the success level of a podcast right now with how much saturation it is how much, I mean, like celebrities have it the easiest, I'd say.
Yeah, of course.
They have access to managers and
just full guests, you know, whenever they feel like
engineers, studio time. And it's cool. I like that because they reach guests that normal people can't reach, which is cool for sure. And like we're sorry we couldn't get you like A-list tier interviews.
But then, again, that wasn't our goal to get the A-listers, you know, because like we would mention like we don't want those cookie cutter answers.
Yeah, for sure. This was for like, we didn't want media trained answers. We wanted to do something for our, it sucks that I have to use this word, but we wanted to do something for our community, And yeah, so my reasonings is it's super saturated and
we don't do things that are super saturated, first of all.
Yeah. And no. Yeah. And also like it was kind of feeling like a job.
Yeah. That was like
at the end most of
the main reason why.
Yeah. Like you it know? Just stopped being fun almost because like we aren't on. Our regular lives aren't on a routine schedule every week.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, like...
It just started to feel like a routine.
Yeah.
Record, edit, post. Record, edit, post all the time. And it just... I mean, it was fun, you know, and, it, like, I wouldn't change anything about it. But when it got to the point where it was just literally all we did for the past, like, 69 episodes, it kind of got like
repetitive.
And I mean, what's good about, you know, other people's podcasts, especially for celebrities, they have people to do that for them, you know. And, you know, me and Alex aren't fortunate enough to have anybody do that, but it was good that we got hands-on experience of how to do this, you know. And who knows, you know, like we, like I said, we might do episode here and there, you know, like, but right now, it's just like, you know, we're going to take a break.
Yeah. I mean, we also might not.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't promise anything.
Yeah.
like, if an opportunity arises, for sure I want to record here and there.
Yeah.
Also, as of right now, I think not what the podcast became, but what the podcast started out as. Like, we wanted to talk about fashion culture, fashion, music, music culture, you know, and like in my honest opinion, fashion is like
it's almost too bastardized
right now. Like designer culture, even to be honest, like small mom and pop streetwear brands are just trying to literally copy a formula of other people.
Yeah.
And like, granted, we do have friends in that industry. Granted, there are brands that we personally fuck with in that industry. But as, of course, because our love for clothing is never going to completely end.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I just think that my personal opinion would be that it's bastardized.
Yeah.
Anyone trying to start a clothing brand, you know, it sucks right now.
Because you're just going to, you're basically in a fish, I mean a fish, a sea full of like the same people who are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone is going to try to piggyback off everyone, and it sucks, you know, but I mean, it's your decision if you want to continue with that routine of doing like, faking it, you know, I mean,
trend following.
Yeah, exactly. And it is draining.
Yeah, it's super draining.
Fucking draining.
And I also think that high fashion is super whack right now.
Yeah.
Like the whole fashion week, for men's fashion week, it's just like, so it's getting so like,
it's commercialized.
Commercialized and also like ironic in a way that is not cool. Because back in the day, it was like, he did something ironic and it was funny, and like
it wasn't in a whole brand's identity.
Yeah,
now, you know,
for sure. Like, and I also think that like, it, just not to throw shade at any brand, any store, but like, the access is too
accessible,
yeah. Which is making it like saturated.
Yeah. It makes the want factor is less now.
To be honest, even with like vintage clothing and stuff like, it's even becoming to me almost whack, because like everyone's trying to like mix and match streetwear with
vintage,
with high end fashion and then add it on like vintage. And like back then, vintage was whack at the time where Fear God was popping off and shit like that, because like, they were choosing, like, the wackest, like, shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was whack. And then it was cool for a little bit. And then, like, just everyone just started bastardizing everything. Like, things that don't need to be so expensive became expensive.
Yeah.
Like, why are vintage shirts going for, like, regular? I get it. There's always going to be that rare entity, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Or whatever.
But like a normal shirt costing like $100. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, it doesn't need to be that like that.
Everyone's trying to out here trying to make a dollar, you know, and it just ruins a lot of things for everybody.
Yeah, you like the people who love the culture the most are ruining the thing that you love.
Yeah.
And it's like, even like,
sneakerheads.
Yeah, there we go. It's like so fucking,
it's whack.
Trash right now, dude. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, granted, there's always gonna be shoes that we like. I'm not saying that we don't like shoes. Like, I just have to keep iterating
but
it, because,
for instance, the Undercovers or the Akron Impressos that just came out. That's a prime example. The colors of the Akron Impressos are ugly.
Fucking whack.
And now everyone's like, oh, I'm all about the Akronym Hype, blah, blah, blah. I mean,
Akronym
Hype has been, you know, a trending talk on this podcast.
Yeah.
You know? But just to, you know, for you to go out and just buy it just because it's Akronym, it's like, dude, you could see it. You're reaching. You know what I mean? Like, you can wear you can have only Acronym shoes and wear fucking an H&M fit. You're still going to look like a fucking herb, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It doesn't make any sense for you to do that. Like, I mean, no throwing shade, but I'm throwing shade at the same time.
I'm throwing shade at, like, the whole Acronym community. Like, you guys are like a bunch of complainers, yet you're literally like feeding into
that's true.
The culture is like doing to quote unquote Acronym Earlson, blah blah blah.
Or like, just tech wear in general.
Yeah, that shit's fucking getting corny.
Yeah.
For sure. The whole everyone, the whole community behind it, the whole Instagram culture, whatever, blah blah blah. And even like the undercover reacts, like,
yeah, those are a good shoe, but
the colorways that came out are shit, but it's still selling out and going to sell out because of that name.
Yeah.
You know, like, at the end of the day, like, buy what you like. And I think we've said this like a jillion times, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like not happening.
Yeah.
it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think that our reach is big enough to tell people like buy what you like and then it's gonna happen.
You know what I mean? But it's like we've been keeping our mouth shut for a while.
Yeah.
So it's like
there's also people that we know who say buy what you like, yet do the complete fucking opposite.
Yeah.
It's trash, son.
Yeah. And then another reason why, you know, we're ending this podcast is, dude, we met some really good friends out of this podcast.
Oh, for friends for life.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I'm not going to name names.
With the good, the good.
There comes bad.
Always bad.
You know, but we're not going to name names, but dude.
Of course we're not going to name names, but dude, we've met some fucking whack ass motherfucking people through this podcast. whether it be they've been on the podcast or not.
Yeah.
We've met some fucking like disgusting human beings.
Yeah.
We're not judging this based off their fashion sense.
Yeah.
Or their
just their person, just them the being people as who a human
are,
being.
The
you
people
know?
They are inside.
Yeah.
Is like disgusting.
And it's just, dude, it having to deal with like all those type of people.
Yeah, fake
people, dude. We're like, yeah, I fuck with the L boys, blah blah blah. And then, you know, a couple days go by or, you know, whatever. Or, like, let's say you need something. Like, not necessarily asking for a favor.
Yeah.
You know, you're just like, yo, blah, blah, blah. It's like a brand new person, dude. You know?
And not even just that. Like, just that, too. But, like, what they describe something as and the reality of it is insane to me. I've had to actually proxy something for someone for the company that person works for.
Yeah.
Isn't that a trip?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's crazy to me. And like, I'm only saying that one example because I know that she or he does not listen to the pod
at all.
Yeah. And if he or she does, and if I get called out on it, I've said nothing but facts.
Shots fired.
I mean, it's not even shots fired. It's just like, dude, like I said, it's what people say and then the reality
exactly
is like switched. Like, you know,
G-Check 2018 was fucking real this year.
Crazy real because, like, we never asked any guests on the pod to like,
yo,
flex
hook
for
us up or blah blah blah.
Hook us up,
whatever.
Not even just hook us up, but we never asked them to flex on the podcast for us.
Yeah.
To make us and them sound cool. Like, I can give a fucking rat's ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also, like I'm not, like, a social guy. I don't want to be social. I don't like going out. But because of this podcast, I did all those things that I didn't want to do, which was fine. But it was getting harder and harder for me because, like, we dealt with more and more bullshit, more and more fake, like, fake people, more and more fake dApps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, yo, like even friends from like high school will ask me like, and I never talk to them. You know what I mean? I have no idea what they're doing in life. It's like, yo, what's the L Boys about? It's like, bitch, we're like how many episodes in? Like,
yeah, yeah. It's just like when you think someone's your homie, you know, like
that's the worst part.
When someone you think is your homie, right? And you're trying, you know, homies are supposed to see homies like support homies.
Yeah.
You know, and then they say all this shit, you know, and then when it comes down to it, it's like, are you really a homie? You know what I mean? Like, that's just some fucked up shit.
Yeah. Dude. I think the fake people I can deal with.
But just it's fake easier homies, to deal with.
But the like fake homies? The people we thought were homies.
Yeah.
Like, dude, after listening to this, G check us.
Yeah.
As much as you want. I don't think we've said one lie on this podcast that we can't deliver on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything that we've said, I've delivered. I would never personally put anything out there in public that I can't fulfill. That's a like. It's not even me being a person with like major anxiety issues.
It's just me. A person with fucking morals, dude.
Well, not just morals, but like it's public.
Yeah.
Why would you lie to the public about something that you can't deliver on? And then how easy it is to
G-check somebody, dude.
To find out you can't deliver on product. Like, dude, it's insane. It's crazy.
It's fucking sad, dude. It's sad having to fucking go through that through this podcast. And it's just like, it's cancer, dude.
Not even on like the podcast level.
Yeah, it's just like
can you do
like
a favor for like the podcast? Like we asked for a favor. Like, I don't even want to bring up your wedding.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all the fake homies like that didn't come or came to the wedding for the completely wrong reasons.
Yeah. And like, see that's like a prime example. My wedding, dude. All these homies that said they were like, yeah, fuck yeah, we'll go. And literally didn't say shit. And that table was fucking paid for. You know what I mean? It's like...
The money aside.
Yeah, the money aside, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, if you weren't really going to go, you could have easily told me. And I could have just fucking had someone else slide in.
Yeah, it's a yes or no fucking... You don't even need to text personally.
Yeah, you could have just... We sent... invites out. You could have just said no. I wouldn't have fucking tripped.
Yeah,
it would have made you look like a better person.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, especially for a wedding,
and then
because
and then,
that's like not a birthday thing. Like a wedding is like a real like grown ass person thing.
And then you come at me saying, hey, I owe you guys dinner, I have you guys' wedding gift, blah blah blah. The wedding gift does not matter to me.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna fucking tell me that shit,
deliver.
And I see you in public, and I say what's up to you, and you say, oh hey, I still got your wedding gift, bro. Just hit me up whenever you want to chill. Why am I gonna go out of my way to chill with you just to get my wedding gift?
Yeah, we don't care about the gift.
Care, dude.
Oh, also, we talking about we as in like. Me and Ryan didn't get married, FYI. Yeah.
But dude, yeah, it's just sad after hearing, and like not even hearing, just actually going through all that to like.
We've lost some homies through the pod, dude. Yeah. We really have. Damn. I mean, we've gained a lot more than we lost, for sure. Like homies, numbers wise. Yeah. Quantifiable number wise,
like real genuine people.
Yeah. Oh, this is our last podcast. I'm just gonna vape through the episode. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, quantifiably speaking, and quantifyingly, qualitatively speaking, and quantifyingly, like speaking, we've gained more friends, numbers wise, and quality of friends than we've lost.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, dude, we've met homies like. Like out of state, out of town,
even out of the country, dude.
Yeah, for sure, and it's dope, dude. Like Grant is like a perfect example.
Yeah, Grant.
Town Dust, like,
and even Matt Lavender.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Matt Staygold, and I mean, like, I'm only saying this as an example because this happened recently. I'm not saying names because like we want to like flex or whatever. Like. This example is because, like, we just came from a trip from SD
not
too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kicked it with Grant all weekend long.
All weekend.
Super chill.
Showed us hospitality.
Yeah, took us to his house. And yeah, Matt has been helping out with the pod like since
day one.
The beginning. Yeah. Since we had him on the episode and like long after.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, and I think he was the only return guest.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, dude. Also, what I wanted to bring up was career-wise.
Mm.
I think that is also a big factor in why this kind of felt like a job and we kind of need a break.
Mm.
I am transitioning careers. Like, the whole I was in school, blah, 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 was great, right? That was like a cool part of the podcast. Yeah. You guys followed through. I'm done. Finished in August.
Yeah.
And now I'm like transitioning careers and I am job hunting pretty much.
Yeah.
And you know, for some people that process is super smooth and positive, and for others it's rocky and not positive. And you know, mine's rocky and not positive. Not because there's nothing out there, just because, like,
he's in a competitive field.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but I just don't. I'm not, like, a positive and happy dude while, like, I'm doing something new. Like, it's, like, pretty nerve-wracking, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's not like Ryan changed his career field, but he's, like, transitioning into. Like,
hopping jobs.
Yeah.
In the same industry, but I've been just hopping jobs here and there. So freelancing is cool, but at the same time, it's stressing.
Yeah. So it's pretty much like job transitions for the both of us.
Yeah.
You got to move the mic slower.
Why?
You hear it? Yeah, I hear that. Whoosh, whoosh, like, you know how when you whip a stick real fast?
Even
you
better.
Hear it? Yeah,
like,
but
sound effects,
it's
bro.
Be loud.
Episode 69.
It's be loud. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much that part of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you kind of talk about your newfound hobby these days?
So, Alex and I talked about, you know, doing other ventures and stuff like that. And one of my old friends that, you know, we reconnected through Twitch. So, you know, he's been kind of like feeding me info on how Twitch works and all that. And, you know, I said, fuck it, let's try streaming. We streamed about a month ago. It's almost been a month.
Yeah. And like, before you start again, we always wanted to venture off into different
avenues
while we're doing the podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like, like I said before, we didn't have a team. It was just really hard. So, like, we talked about this early. We wanted a Twitch,
YouTube.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted
back when
that.
We were playing Destiny, dude. This half of this time, this podcast was a Destiny podcast.
Yeah, dude, that was raw grat. You know what I mean? But neither here or there.
Yeah,
go on.
But so I am, you know, I've been Twitching for the last, Twitch streaming for the last month. Shouts out to like all the homies that have helped out. I am a Twitch affiliate now, so your boys are getting paid slowly. But yeah, so I have transitioned into the gaming industry. I just ordered a PC keyboard, got a keyboard for my cousin, got a mouse, so it's getting SRS right now.
Whack.
So I mean, Alex. Alex has been streaming with me.
Yeah,
he's been on the stream, so it's not like, it's literally like the podcast, but just on a different.
Yeah, it's
platform.
I'm helping out exponentially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Just because, obviously, homies support the homies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Ryan are still best friends. Yeah. We still dap. We just dapped. We're still best friends. Yeah. We still see each other very regularly. We, you know, we still talk every day. It's like the relationship has stayed the same.
Yeah.
Like, we would not be doing this last episode if we had any sort of beef or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's not like we're ending this just because there's beef, but...
Or the relationship changed in a weird way or anything like that. No, it's not that at all.
Yeah.
Like, I want the listeners to know.
Literally, nothing
has changed.
But we stream... I stream probably every day, of the working week.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to hop in... chat with me and Alex. It's good because, it's literally like the podcast, but you get to ask us questions. You get to talk to us on a more personal note.
Live.
You know? Live. It's live. So it's not, I feel like it's better than the podcast just because, like, you know, it is more people who miss the solo episodes.
Yeah, we can have guests on there too.
We can have guests while we play and stuff or whoever, but, you know, I think it's a good venture, you know, transition.
For sure. Especially if you game.
Yeah.
If you don't game, then there's content that's coming out for that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like right now is just games, but like the podcast, we have big plans for the Twitch streaming thing.
Dude, I got Twitch affiliate fucking pretty fast, dude.
Yeah. And so. And it was like, it was really fast.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks.
We got mad love.
Yeah.
And like, if you were there from the start, you guys would have known that it wasn't just Ryan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was there almost the whole, like 99% of the time.
Yeah, 99% of the stream.
Yeah. So, like, just because I'm not Twitch streaming doesn't mean that this isn't like a joint action.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I still want the homie to strive.
Yeah.
And I will support that 100% of the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's, dude, if you love the podcast, I highly suggest you follow. And if you even love it even more, subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Twitch stream. So
for sure. I mean, like, yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah. Because I definitely put a lot of money into the fucking equipment that I just got for Twitch, so.
Yeah. And, you know, there'll be other ventures too.
Yeah.
Not just Twitch. We'll still be around trolling.
Yeah. As always.
Yeah.
But I feel like social media will be a lot different now for each of us.
Yeah. Our Elboys, we're not deleting the account or anything. We're keeping it open. Yeah. We'll still post here and there random things. I think that anything that we have creative going on, we'll be sharing it on that. Ryan's personal Instagram would probably be a lot of Twitch promoting.
Just on like Instagram story.
Like
post.
No, yeah, I'm not saying post. Like,
to be honest,
I'm talking about the app as a whole.
To be honest, after becoming a Twitch affiliate and like looking at, you know, some of the people who I follow on Instagram from Twitch, for it being a social media outlet, why is it that Twitch streamers' Instagrams are so shitty, dude?
Yeah, for sure.
So shitty. Like, that's why I feel like, you know, for streaming purposes, you know, and like social media, I feel like, you know, me and Alex kind of have an upper hand on a lot of like streamers just because, like, you know, people who stream, you know, literally are just on the computer, you know. Most of, like, the people who we've met, they're all kind of, like, introverts, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good that, you know, me and Alex started this podcast, and it kind of helped transition us to doing, like, talking freely and just, you
openly,
know, openly. And
not like, afraid of showing our full selves.
Yeah, yeah. Because literally, if you stay tuned to to Twitch, me and Alex right now are playing a kind of a scary game, and you know, everyone in the podcast who's been listening knows I hate fucking scary shit, so hop on and see your boy scream like a little girl.
My personal Instagram,
gonna go dark for a while, right?
I mean, I'm not gonna delete it.
No, but
nor am I gonna go private. I just won't be posting.
Yeah.
I mean, as you clearly can see, if you scroll through my Instagram, like 99% of my social media interactions with Instagram is for the podcast. And then, you know, a couple shots here and there from friends.
Yeah.
Like mostly my homie Gino, who has been like on his grind shooting and stuff like that. Yeah. So whenever I have a cool picture from him, I'll be sharing it to, you know, promote him. Like, you know, I'm just like a support the homies right now. Cause I don't got really shit going on starting.
Well, I just feel like
personal project wise,
like personally, like through this podcast, you know, it really is like supporting the homie, like learning to support the homies even more just because you're doing a project, you know,
you realize
that the time and effort that they do to put into certain things, it's like, dude, we get it, you know, we understand, and
for sure
we fuck with it 100%. So like all the people we've met and who we really fuck with, like it's like 100% real.
I think because of also this project,
yeah,
L Boys that we had, you know, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in the beginning of the podcast, I did not share my Instagram. Before I moved back to California, I don't think I even had an Instagram. And my feelings towards social media has always been like, eh, you know? And because of this podcast, I think my feelings towards social media have become even more meh. But also, like, because of the podcast, I've also grown to love a part of social media. Yeah, it's still mostly meh, you know what I mean? But, like, is it my whole life really just meh? yeah, you know, social media talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A couple projects we have coming along. I mean, this is the last one, so no one's really gonna fucking
care.
No, I mean, not just care, but like expect it soon, you know.
Yeah,
but like
yeah,
we can do a little sneak peek, you know what I mean. Me and Ryan like have a song coming out.
I totally forgot about
we have a song coming out. It's in the works, you know. It's just a fun thing.
So all the ghostwriters out there, please hit us up.
Yeah.
We need some fire bars.
Yeah. What else? We still want to always do a zine.
Yeah.
That'll come. Yeah. It's just like the motivation factor. We still talk about it like on the reg.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still going to be shooting. It's just probably not as much because we don't really go out as much anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I always keep the Thule on me.
Yeah.
Shit, yeah. I forgot what else we're... Oh, whoever wants to teach us how to spin.
Oh, yeah, DJ. We're trying to DJ.
We're trying to DJ.
We're trying to do like a Daft Punk type of vibe, but just with no helmet.
Aesthetically.
Aesthetically, yeah.
Aesthetically. Music-wise.
Not music-wise, no, but aesthetically, like...
We want to learn how to spin, so if you have CDJs and you want to teach us, we will take time out of our day to learn.
Yeah.
Because we want to learn how to spin. We also... want to make candles. I want to make candles personally. So if you have space, I will bring the supplies because I don't have space in my house to make candles. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Just for future projects.
Yeah.
Not the
episode, but
But
yeah, dude. Twitch, man. Twitch, candles, music. I think the zine.
Yeah.
All around, jack of all trades.
Yeah. I mean, we just want to have fun with life, you know? Yeah, we just want to do dumb, cool shit. And I don't want to blame the podcast, but I think the podcast was a big deterrent away from shit.
In the beginning.
In the end, we were just like over it, over it, over everything, really. Yeah. But in the beginning, it was just like, oh, dude, once a week when we used to shoot, Oh yeah, and record.
That was like a crazy thing.
Like,
yeah.
Dude, that was so much time, yeah. Dude. And like,
especially when we had to do multiple guests per like.
Yeah.
Once we like kind of like streamlined the.
Yeah, and my commute to Ryan's yeah. house, like there and back, yeah. round trip is like yeah. 68 miles.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how many kilometers that is, but. I think he times it by 3 for kilometers, right? I don't know. Whatever it is, it's more.
Far.
Yeah, it's far. It's far. AF. So. Yeah. Future! Let's take a fucking break. So we just came back from a break. Because we ran out of shit to talk about.
Yeah. We thought we had more for the last episode, but
I think we talked
yeah.
a lot.
I mean, that was like a good amount, like just like fucking nonstop.
Yeah, for sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And usually our solo episodes last like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Fuck it, bruh.
Fuck it. It's our last one. Suck our dicks. Yeah. You know, Terrace House still rocks.
Fuck yeah.
I
still need to catch up on My Hero.
You still need to catch up on My Hero. We're gonna go shoot a sick ass picture yeah. for the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to our photographer at chino.gino.
Spell it out.
chino.jeno on Instagram. He's free for gigs. Like, his time is free.
Yeah.
His time is free for gigs. But he doesn't shoot for free, but his time is
free.
Kind of. For gigs.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Brockovich is sick. His music video is coming out.
Oh yeah, that's soon. Right. Yeah, that's right.
Town Dust is gonna release soon for their new season. Hit me up if you ever need stickers or clothes, like screen prints. I'm a business owner now.
Oh yeah, that's
sole
right.
proprietor. It's pretty much fucking.
It's life, bro.
What do you have a new obsession right now for shows? And or music?
I don't know. I've just been into a lot of like fucking.
You've been watching Ozark.
Ozark is sick.
I don't even know what that's about.
Money laundering.
Oh, nice.
I've been watching Power.
Okay.
Power's about fucking money laundering and drugs.
I'm not caught
up on
Power.
I've
just
into all those fucking sus ass shows.
I've been into Atypical.
Oh yeah, yeah. New season's out.
Yeah. Oh, you watch Atypical?
Yeah.
That shit's funny.
Yeah.
For some reason, like that shit is mad
yeah.
funny.
That
dry humor from that kid.
Yeah.
It's yeah. fucking.
I don't know. Other than that, just Ozark. Fucking almost done with it. It's pretty
stupid
sick.
Young.
Stupid Young.
Fire.
Eastside Long Beach.
Eastside Long Beach. fuck. Who sings that cow song?
Oh, a Doja Cat.
Doja Cat. Flames.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm a cow. I think those are my two new.
Obsessions
for music wise.
No, I mean nothing really for me, just because, dude, I've been fucking mad stressing over this Twitch shit.
Yeah, I haven't even listened to that much music either, yeah, actually, because yeah. I don't leave the house anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been listening to a lot of hardcore lately.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, shouts out to Matt for all the recommendations.
Yeah, dude. And. But if you guys have Amazon Prime,
oh yeah,
don't forget to look up Hollywood Resco
yeah,
on Twitch please. And give him a Twitch
yeah, so
sub Prime. It's free for you.
If you, you yeah, have if Prime, you have Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, sign up for Twitch free, and you get a monthly subscription on Twitch every month for free. So you can subscribe to, you know, other Twitchers, but
But
mostly me.
Yeah, mostly Hollywood Resco.
So yeah, that's
it's kind of weird because everyone calls you Holly.
Yeah, everyone calls me Holly,
and everyone calls me Goyard. Everyone calls because. Oh shit! I almost fell. Yeah, because the Twitch community,
they go by the first name on
your account. Twitch account, because obviously, like, here it's like L Boys by Alex and Ryan.
Yeah.
I only said my name first because alphabetical.
Yeah, alphabetical.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But on Twitch, it's like people who don't know us personally.
Yeah, so they're like, yo, Holly. What's good, Holly?
What up, Resco?
No, they don't. Hardly anyone says Resco.
Yeah.
It's people mostly who
Holly.
Know me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People who
mostly
really
Holly.
Me, yeah.
And then everyone calls me Goyard.
Yeah. There's this one person that calls Alex Underwear.
Who?
Tomato. He's calling you Underwear all day yesterday.
Oh, I didn't even realize it because there's too much salt coming out of his mouth because he fucking sucks.
Yeah, if you do have Twitch, if you do have Amazon Prime, help your boy out.
Yeah, it'll help out a lot.
Yeah, it'll help out a lot.
And, you know, if the Twitch thing goes big for Ryan,
yeah,
I'm going to siphon from his success.
Yeah, Alex, that's the main goal. That's the main goal. That's why Alex has been strictly streaming with me all the time, because like we're trying to build this character like we were trying to do before.
Yeah. Also, I don't really want to stream,
but
if the it gets opportunity arises, yeah,
if it gets big enough and, you know, people are like thirsty for Alex to start streaming, you know, I mean, there is kind of already a thirst right now. So,
but yeah, we've not even been doing this a month. So
yeah,
suck a dick.
Yeah.
Not doing that. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, like, thank you. Obviously, like, thank you so much to everyone we've met through the podcast. Thank you guys so much.
It's like a bittersweet. Like, me and Alex have been counting, like, this day down.
We've known for a while.
Yeah, we've known for a while.
That
and a couple people have known already about, you know, us ending. And it is, like, mixed emotions, you know? Like, people are like, dude, fuck. Or, all right, I see you, you know? Like,
yeah.
You guys definitely have other things to do. So it's definitely a bittersweet. But, I mean,
We can't thank you guys enough for listening to this long. We can't thank you guys enough for the support, the follows, the subscribes on iTunes.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, we have like almost 50 ratings on the podcast.
Yeah.
So.
And like, to be honest, if, you know, in the future, like, because it's still going to be a link in our bio.
Yeah.
It's still going to be, the Instagram's going to still be up. Like, if we hit enough reviews,
we might come back.
Like, we're all for the people.
Yeah.
If we hit a good amount of reviews, like, we're back, baby.
Yeah.
Like, if the public wants us, then I'll nut. figuratively. But, yeah, dude, you know, don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Yeah, it really goes a long way.
Yeah.
Like, 5 minutes of your time does go a long way.
Not even five, you know, and it's free.
Yeah.
If you have an iPhone, it's free.
Yeah.
If you have an Android, suck a dick. I'm just kidding. If you have an Android, you can't even rate or subscribe.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's why we're not talking to you. But, yeah, dude, like...
Yeah, we can't even talk to you. You have green bubbles.
Yeah. If you genuinely fuck with us and haven't reviewed the podcast, please do so. And yeah, like, we honestly can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah.
Cause the support has been
real.
Yeah, for sure.
Very real.
Especially like to the people who don't know us.
Yeah.
Have never met us, have never even talked to us, because like we see the numbers, like we don't promote the SoundCloud. So if you're judging us based off those numbers, like, then go for it, you know?
Yeah.
But SoundCloud numbers and iTunes numbers are drastically different.
Yeah.
And we see them, obviously. And, like, compared to the people who know us and the numbers that we get who listen to the podcast, like, there are a lot of you that don't know us and have never interacted with us. And we like to thank you guys
for sticking this long with us.
Yeah, for reals. Because... Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we've we are different people from the beginning.
Hell, for sure.
Of the podcast, for sure.
For like, sure, dude.
Like, whether you think it's good or not.
Yeah.
Like, we've grown as people. We've grown as friends.
Yeah.
We've grown as business partners. Mm-hmm. You know? And, man, it's been a long...
It's been a crazy journey.
Crazy, fun journey. And,
It's not the end.
Like we said, not the end. It's not the end of the L Boys. Yeah. It might be a pause, and it might be the end of the L Boys podcast, yeah. But it's not the end of the L Boys. That's
forever.
That's forever, for sure. And, you know, we hope that you consider yourself an L Boy.
Yeah, or an L Girl.
L Girl as well. We're gender neutral on this podcast. Yeah, and we hope you consider yourselves an L Boy and an L Girl. And that was episode 69. Remember to stay catching L's. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get